thank you for joining us for this episode of Journey Now, produced by Journey Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. Join us online or in person on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information on Journey Church and our gatherings, visit journeytn.com.
Hey everyone, this is Susie Lind, and I'm the formation pastor here at Journey Church. Welcome to another edition of Journey Now. Today I want to take a moment and talk about silence and solitude. You may be listening to this though and thinking, wow, what I would give to have a few moments of solitude. You might be a busy parent or a person with demands all day long at work, and the idea of silence may be laughable to you. Or you might be in a place where you're tired of being alone, and the word solitude just makes your heart sink. Well, when we talk about solitude and silence today, I want us to think more along the lines of the spiritual practices of it, and not just doing it, but the why behind what we do. Now, remember, spiritual practices are the habits of Jesus that we practice as a way to follow him. They are not an end in and of themselves. They are a means to an end, and that end is to be with Jesus and to enjoy his presence. Ruth Haley Barton calls spiritual practices sacred rhythms. She says this, "Each of the spiritual disciplines rightly practiced is in some profound way for the sake of others. The spiritual practices are a means of grace that open us to God's transforming work in those places where we are not like Christ, so that we can be Christ in the world." There are many times when solitude and silence is just the thing that we need to center ourselves and find a rhythm of peace with God. But what if we believed that solitude and silence could also be one of those gifts that we give ourselves in order to be with God, to receive from him, so that we can show up to our lives and show up as the person he made us to be in the world? Well, in the chaos of the digital age, in the times of working from home and entrepreneurship and so many opportunities that are before us, it's easier than ever to gain the whole world and yet lose your soul. So how do we stay emotionally alive and spiritually awake? Well, simply put, practicing silence and solitude is a moment of intentional time in the quiet to be alone with God. And this just might be the first step to a life well lived. One of the biggest challenges we face, though, with practicing silence and solitude is just our lack of ability to slow down and focus, to be ourselves with God, not to put on our prayer voice or our church voice or to check off a list of things that we should do to be closer to God or to be a better Christian, but to just be ourselves with God. And in order to do that, we must first learn to center our mind and body and embody this practice. So in practicing silence and solitude, if it's something that's new to you or something you haven't given much time to recently, allow me to invite you to identify maybe a time and a place in the next day or two that might work well for you to begin this practice on your own and set a modest goal with just 5 minutes or so, and start with the basics. Begin with prayer, a breathing prayer, and then just spend some time being with Jesus. It sounds easy, but like all good things, it takes practice, which is why we call it a practice. So be patient with yourself and with God and enjoy the time you're spending. It's amazing what God can do with even the smallest bits of time. So today, I want to take a moment together right now and just practice with the time that we have left. So whatever you're doing, maybe clear out the distractions around you and take a moment and close your eyes. Take a few long, deep, slow breaths. If you want to count 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out, maybe this time try it again and inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And just start to pay attention to your breathing. Watch and feel your breath going in and out. If you're hearing constant chatter in your mind, try to let each thought go as quickly as it comes. Don't judge yourself for having lots of thoughts, but try to push them aside and focus on your breathing. If you're like me, your mind will take this opportunity to run wild with thoughts, feelings, memories, things you might have to do right after this. That's okay. Don't feel bad about that or give up or worry. When you notice your mind doing that, just recenter with a quick prayer like, Father, draw me back to your heart and come back to your breathing. Even if we just did this for a couple minutes, I think that would be a huge win. But why don't we take a moment and transition from breathing to practicing God's presence? Now notice God's presence all around you and in you. How did you experience love today? When might you have experienced joy today? And where do you sense God is at work in your life? If you want to take a moment and just, in your own words, get something off your chest in prayer to God, or just take another moment and listen for God's voice. The main idea here is just to be with Jesus and make space for his voice and his presence to be known by you. You don't feel like you have to do anything or be anything that you're not, but just relax and know that you're loved completely as you are. God, thank you for wanting to be with us. Thank you for always welcoming us. Thank you for loving us and speaking to us. Help us to create space to hear you more. And God, turn our attention towards you throughout our days. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.